My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Yoga Teacher Training Podcast. And today is a special episode where I interview Shannon Borthwick, one of the teachers in the Quiet Mind Yoga membership. But just a year ago, she had no yoga training. So she went through the Quiet Mind Yoga Teacher Training last fall. And by the end of that training, I knew for sure she was ready to teach and was doing amazing because I give my students time to practice teaching every week. And I saw her progress through the training. She had a lot of background in movement practices and yoga practice and had been following my podcast, the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast, with the classes for a while. So she knew my style and knew kind of what I was looking for in a teacher just intuitively. And she had all those things. So it was a perfect fit for what I wanted to create in the Quiet Mind Yoga membership. And she's now taught dozens of amazing classes in there. And a wide range of classes too, because she's gotten so good at different aspects of yoga, including the philosophy, the chakras, the meditative aspects, the anatomy. So she has classes in pretty much every aspect of yoga and the 10 core competencies that I teach inside of the membership now. So really cool to see her progress and growth in such a short time. And in this interview, we talk about that. We talk about how she found the teacher training, what made her decide to take it, what she thought was helpful, and advice that she would have for anyone else who was in her position a year ago or anybody who's thinking about taking a teacher training. Some really great insights and advice there and great perspective from somebody who has done it. So if you're interested in possibly taking a teacher training, even if you're not sure if it's right for you, she talks about the personal growth that comes from it as well. So it's much more than just learning to teach postures. Much, much more. So we'll go into that. And it's a great interview. And tomorrow I'll be sharing an interview with Trish, who is also in that same class, who is a peer that she mentions, who she's developed a great friendship and connection with outside of the training as well. So look forward to sharing this with you. And if you want to learn more about the Quiet Mind Yoga Teacher Training, enrollment is open now for just a couple more days at quietmind.yoga/YTT. And enrollment closes this Friday at midnight Central Standard Time. But you can sign up right now at quietmind.yoga/YTT. All right, so here's the interview with Shannon Borthwick. So I'm here with Shannon Borthwick, amazing teacher who went through the Quiet Mind Yoga Teacher Training. And my cat is kind of taking my attention a little bit too. I think she'll be okay. But thank you, Shannon. I'm really grateful you're here. I wanted to kind of talk to you about your experience with the teacher training and how far you've come already in under a year already of teaching so many amazing classes. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yeah. So I wanted to go back to before we started working together. I know that you found the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast, and you have a background in physical embodiment practices and movement and yoga to a degree too. So just tell us about like how you went from wherever you were before the teacher training to getting to that point of deciding to take a teacher training.
Sure. So I first learned about you through your podcast, the yoga podcast. When it was early in the pandemic, I had been practicing yoga for a few years and was really in dire need of a daily, really intense daily practice, especially at the beginning of the shutdown. And so I found your podcast and I'd lock myself in my bedroom and put a space heater in there because I liked hot yoga class, like super intense hot yoga classes. And started practicing with you and then branching out into the different styles of yoga that you teach. And really found myself practicing every day. And I, years ago, growing up, was a dancer. I took ballet until I was 15 and really just loved to dance and move my body, and left that really to sort of shift gears and move more into like mental aspects. I did a lot of school. I was a lawyer. I was a tax lawyer, and sort of shifted away from my body and my heart and more into my head. And I think the pandemic was really an opportunity to shift that. And I really saw that I was a little bit out of balance in that aspect. And so when I started taking your classes just on the podcast, because the membership was super exclusive at the time and I couldn't get in, it really helped me connect back to that part of myself. And you started talking on the podcast about going about the teacher training, and I had always had this little voice in the back of my head since I started practicing yoga that, oh, I should do that one day. But I never really listened to it. Again, it's sort of disembodied, you know, not listening to what I was hearing from my intuition. And fortunately, I had somebody tell me that I shouldn't ignore that voice in my head. I mentioned it to someone and I said, this seems ridiculous. Like, why, you know, I'm not going to be a yoga teacher. I was a stay-at-home mom at the time. Wasn't working for money. And I feel really lucky that I had someone tell me not to ignore that voice. She gave me permission to do something for myself. And I needed that. I mean, I don't know if everybody needs that, but that is what really pushed me to register for the yoga teacher training. And it has literally been life-changing.
And what had you decided to do this particular training? I'm sure you probably looked at other ones. What had you decided to do this one?
I think it fit really perfectly in with my life. It was easy to streamline. It was, you know, it's all online. And the materials are there. I didn't have to go anywhere to get the materials. I didn't have to even leave my house. So it was, I guess, number one, super convenient. And I really like your style of teaching. I think that you're just such an excellent and articulate teacher and so well-rounded and well-versed in so many aspects of yoga that were interesting to me. And I mean, I had, you know, studied or practiced yoga at a couple different studios in person and never felt fully aligned with maybe the vibe that they were giving off. But it just fit you. It clicked. Your style really clicked with me. And the teacher training seemed really doable. And it was.
Yeah. Awesome. Appreciate that. Thank you. And so during the training then, and you mentioned it being very life-changing, like what were some of the things that stood out to you or like the big takeaways you had or anything that you really found especially helpful?
I think when I went into it, I wasn't really planning on being a yoga teacher. I thought it would be cool if I could maybe volunteer. My father was in a nursing home. I thought, oh, it would be so cool if I could share, you know, share this thing that I love, that is, you know, I love yoga. And I think yoga can be really life-changing if you let it, because of it's sort of like a user manual for having a human body. Anyway, I think, so I went into it thinking, oh, you know, maybe I can volunteer and I can be of service in that way. I didn't really think that I would become an actual teacher, like being paid to teach yoga. But I really wanted to deepen my understanding of yoga. And I've read numerous books on, by yoga teachers and, a little bit on yoga philosophy. And I really wanted to go deeper into yoga philosophy. I've always been curious about why yoga makes me feel so good. So the sort of science behind it. And there's that like logical brain of mine, right? Like, oh, I need to understand exactly like why, when I put my body in this shape, it feels so good. Yeah. Or why it feels so good when you're done. So anyway, I really wanted to go deeper into understanding that aspect, as well as other things that I wasn't getting in studio classes like pranayama, mudra, even chanting, which I think is probably the biggest surprise for me, was I've developed this chanting practice that I guess came from you, because I didn't have one before. And I now do that every day and think that has been a really good daily practice. But just being able to go deeper into the yoga practice, understanding underlying principles and philosophy and the science and the anatomy, being able to practice on my own safely, feeling really confident that I'm not going to hurt myself, or if I'm teaching that I'm not going to hurt somebody else, has been huge.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. And actually we started the first class with chanting. Yeah. And I did that because my first Hatha training did that too. And I was so not expecting that at all. And
it was a surprise.
Yeah. But it immediately felt like I was doing something that had been done for thousands of years, like in this lineage and connection with thousands of people. So it's a powerful sort of sort of connection to the roots of yoga through chanting, that the same words, the same intonation that's been used for thousands of years, we can still do it now the same way, which is really cool. So I had a similar experience to you. It's like, I never thought I'd get into chanting, but I was fortunate my teacher kind of shared that with me and got to experience that too.
Yeah, it really, I think the yoga teacher training just really opens the world of yoga to you when you study it. And I, that first class, when we opened class with the chant, I felt so awkward. I felt like I was doing something that wasn't mine. So it was a little different than you. I felt like, you know, this isn't my culture. This isn't, I felt awkward and uncomfortable with it.
I had that but too, yeah.
I was reading a book at the time by a meditation teacher called Belonging, I think is the name of the title of the book. And she mentions in there somewhere doing some more ritualistic practices and how she's sort of like suspended disbelief. So she sort of accepts that maybe ancient people or people living, you know, thousands of years ago might have known something that we don't know. We're so scientifically minded these days that, you know, if we can't prove something, then, you know, oh, it's not real. And I think that there's still value in things we can't explain.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of that sort of mystery and mystique around yoga still, that, and some of it is just beyond logic, where you just experience it and there's no words for it sometimes in the meditations and the mudras and the chakras. So I have a similar approach, and I think that's, you know, part of why we resonated too, and that you've appreciated the training. So I love those things as well. And, so just specific results, things that you feel like you can do now that you couldn't do before the training, what are some of those specific results that you've had?
I think just my own personal practice wise, my practice just blossomed when I was in the training. I mean, doing the sadhana, practicing every day, different styles of yoga, and really being committed to it, sort of having accountability to do that, really helped me. And I mean, I can do more advanced postures now. That's great. But also, that's less important to me now than it was when I first started. I think there is a lot of ego going into it that's shifted. I mean, there's still ego there, but it's shifted, it's different. And it's really more about experiencing, you know, the practice itself and all of the components of it, not just the physical asana practice. I think that when I went in, I wasn't really sure I'd be able to teach confidently and be able to modify. That was really big, I guess, fear of teaching. It's like, oh, how am I going to help somebody who has this limitation, or, you know, can't do this or is afraid of this. And just having the confidence now after going through the training, understanding the anatomy, understanding how to offer, you know, a variation, just so that it's accessible to everybody. And I think the way that you teach is, it makes yoga so accessible to your students.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I'm thinking about, I found this clip from inside of our training. I want to see if I can pull it up really fast. But basically you said a few minutes ago, like, you didn't think you'd be a teacher. You just wanted to maybe teach your dad. Like, there's a moment in our teacher training where you said almost the exact same thing. It's like after you had taught like this awesome class, and Holly and Trish were really impressed and really liked it.
Find the mind, the heart. Thank you. Namaste.
There's
Namaste. That was awesome.
It was so good.
Thank you.
You really did a great job.
Thank you. It was surprising.
Incorporated the heart and the parasympathetic system and all of that. It's nice. I'm not good at stories or anatomy, physiology stories like that.
Conversationally, it didn't feel so clinical yogi. You know, it was really good.
Thank you. I was comfortable teaching you guys. I feel like this is so low stakes, you know, like, yeah, you haven't paid me to teach you or anything. So it's,
we have to do it. All of us have to teach.
Yeah. It was really awkward. I think about the difference between that first, remember that first night when we had to teach a guided meditation?
It was
so clueless and uncomfortable, and it's so much more comfortable now.
So true.
Yeah.
So this, are you planning on teaching someday at a studio or something?
I don't know. I kind of want to, my dad was in a, he lives in an assisted living.
So anyway, yeah, they get the idea. It's just kind of funny because, you know, you'd already made so much progress at that point and you're still just like, I don't know if I'm going to teach. And, you know, it's just hard to imagine you not teaching now because you're so good at it. And I'm always really grateful when you can sub my classes, and I'm happy to like have you teach those classes and hear the amazing feedback from the students. But it's really cool to just see the progress that you've been on. And like you mentioned from night one, like I wouldn't have guessed that you felt clueless, but that's what you said.
Thank you, Jeremy. I think there's some element of fake it till you make it, right?
Yes.
I think if you can, it sounds weird to say that, but I think if you can, you know, have the energy in your mind of like, I'm doing this, it's okay, I'm gonna do this, and I'm just a human, and everyone here is just a human being, and then I think it comes out energetically as authentic, I guess, if you're, you know, vibing on it internally. But yeah, that, you know, we did so much practice. I think one of the components that's so awesome about your training is just the practice teaching. It was so uncomfortable in the beginning, and I just felt self-conscious. And like, I don't, how could you expect us to do something in the first yeah. class, the first week? But then you get over it. You're like, well, okay, I've done this. And then it gets easier with each time. I mean, you know, even now I feel, I've been teaching for you for almost 9 months. And I just feel more confident every time. So it's still a process and a progress.
Yeah. Right. And there's always new levels, but that sort of broke the ice early on just doing it. And yeah, there's always like a fake it till you make it aspect of you're never really going to be ready. Like no one's ever really ready to start teaching or to teach a bigger class or to sub a teacher's class. Or, you know, I was in the same spot with my teacher in the past of like, what, you want me to sub your class? Like, I can't do that. but you did it so easy. Like you had, you know, so confident and like you did an amazing job. You've done an amazing job doing that. And
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I knew right away from like after you graduated that I wanted to share your teachings with my students. And that's why I reached out and asked you to come teach with the Quiet Mind Yoga membership. And that's been amazing. And now you've sort of built up a library of amazing classes there with lots of different themes. And it's been really cool to see you branching out and wanting to explore even beyond what you learned in the 200 hour to different aspects. And, you know, it just kind of opens this whole, like you mentioned, it kind of opens this whole world of yoga to you from the teacher training to now, if you're really into mudras or chakras or the elements, you can do a series on that or anatomy. And I've seen you doing that already in your own classes that you're teaching. So that's been really cool to watch. And is there anything else that you feel like we haven't discussed yet? Like you feel like it's possible now for you that you've finished the teacher training? And I know you've started, you had that Saturday class that you were doing just with your friends. And is there other stuff that you're moving towards now about almost a year after your training?
I think I just want to keep going. I was teaching a class just for my friends. I started that just before the graduation. I think I started teaching a weekly class in December just for my friends. And it was such a great way to connect with them. Things were, you know, I live in New England, and so it was cold and people weren't really getting together still. So it was a great way to stay connected and to also just have, it was my offering. It was an offering of love to share this thing. And I have friends who, one friend in particular that I'm thinking of, who swore she would never go set foot in a yoga studio. She didn't want to practice yoga. She thought, like, you know, that's for a certain kind of person, and I'm not that person. And she came to, she started coming to my weekly class, and then she joined the membership, and she can't believe how amazing yoga is. I'm like, oh, it feels so good to have like given that to her, to open that to her. And I think that was a big surprise for me. I think I kind of went into the training for, you know, selfish reasons, so to speak, really just more focused on my own practice, and came away with this drive. This purpose to serve, to share it. And that's what I want to do. So I want to keep teaching yoga. I'm still learning. I keep reading. I love to read about yoga and different lineages of yoga. I'm super into learning about tantric yoga now, and the goddesses. So I've been exploring that in some of my classes too, but, I just think it was an amazing opportunity, and I'm so happy that someone gave me permission. I don't know why I needed permission from somebody, but if you're listening to this and you are looking for a sign, this is it. You should do the yoga teacher training because it's amazing. And it was a really good decision. I'm so happy that I did it.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. And I'm super grateful that we got to meet and still haven't met in person at all, but I feel like have in a way, like your energy projection on the screen.
Thank you. I know. I can't. One day I'm going to meet you and give you the biggest hug. I can't wait.
Yes. Yeah. So, and that's the, you know, I always thought coming from being trained in a studio, of course, before all the stuff, that it just couldn't quite translate. And even some of my teachers would say, like, you just can't learn yoga online.
It's so false.
Yeah, there's so many advantages to it. It's like you can do it from your home. It's like you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to miss anything. It's all recorded. You can review it all. You can go back to a year ago when you thought you wouldn't be a teacher and review that moment, which is kind of sweet.
I will say that I think, like you just said, my energy projects out into the screen. I think that that's a skill that not everybody has, or maybe it's a talent. I don't know, but you have it. And I think it's very, you have a special way of creating and holding space for people. And in our training, you know, we got partnered up. And so I still talk to my yoga partner. We communicate. She subs for me if I can't make a class. And I talked to people on Facebook. There was really a sense of what's the word? Family, community, at a minimum community, and connectedness that I think I didn't really expect, and that I'm grateful for, because it is a part of my community and my support, and I hope that I can also be supportive. So I think that that's a really key feature of you in particular, that you're a standout in that aspect.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that's important. And that's actually something I'm creating in the next class, is that you and the other previous teachers are in the Facebook group, so you can connect there too with the new students, and people can reach out to you all, experienced teachers, with your resources and your perspective. Yeah. So that's going to be really fun too, and create even more of that sort of connection and community feel that I think is a really important piece to have an online training. And it's not always an option or part of other online trainings. So,
yeah, I'm excited that you, sorry to interrupt you, but I'm excited that you added that. I think that's really cool, because I love to meet new people, and I'm excited to meet people who are drawn to you. And I was just going to add that you said something one day in the training, something like, you know, you put it out there and your people will find you. And I think that's 100% true. You're sort of putting out this vibe, and other people can sense it, and they come, they sort of like somehow follow the scent and find you. And so it's cool to have people who have followed your scent, your online scent, right, to be a part of this.
Yeah, it's great community that we have, and that we're building and growing, and it's really just, I think, getting started. So I definitely knew I wanted you to be a part of it. So I'm grateful that you are. And
me too. Thank you, Jeremy. I'm so grateful.
Yeah. Well, any last words or things you want to share with anybody who might be thinking about taking teacher training?
I wish I was back in it because it was a lot of fun. And I will probably drop in on the class, one of the classes. I think it is, you should just do it. Just do it because it's awesome. And you're not going to regret it. You're not going to be like, oh, that was a waste of time. You're going to learn so much. You're going to improve your practice. You're going to grow in ways you don't expect. And it's not a mistake. You should do it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm biased too, but I agree.
A little bit.
Well, thank you so much for your time and energy, Shannon. I really appreciate you, and thank you.
Likewise, Jeremy. Thank you.